Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
And it is sex therapy time.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
As always, lads, a little ears warning here. You can catch this chat on our podcast after the show. Now, today, we're going to talk about choosing not to have kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There are few decisions more life-changing than having children, and there has been a growing trend of people choosing to be child-free. So joining me on the line is our relationship therapist, Rachel Cook. How's it going?
Morning, Jen. Full of beans.
Great to have you. Great to have you. So tell me about these child-free people. Is it becoming more common?
Oh my God, it is. The latest figures show that just under 20% of women over the age of 45 in Ireland are child-free, which is actually among the highest in the world. We've got about 20% as well in the UK. The US is actually about 19%. And then we have Germany and Switzerland, which are closer to 25%. But yeah, it's about one in five women in Ireland over the age of 45 who do not have kids. Now, not all of those have chosen to be child-free, but it's an interesting figure that people are becoming more and more interested in.
Do many people, women especially, still feel a lot of pressure to just have kids?
Oh, they feel so much pressure. You know, we're living still in a society that very much encourages and promotes parenthood. And so childlessness or choosing to be child-free can be very stigmatizing. You know, there's still this very sort of normative expectation that people should want kids. And then the roles of women and of feminine identity have been historically and traditionally constructed around motherhood. So it's really only in the last couple of decades that we've seen, you know, this trend of people choosing to be child-free because they can. But child-free people, whether that's voluntary or involuntary, are still often seen in the media and in society as selfish, lonely, unfulfilled, you know, just sort of confused about life. And so, yeah, there's still a lot of pressure.
So that's a narrative we need to change fundamentally, isn't it? That narrative of you can only be happy if you have kids. I mean, are we still at that?
We definitely are. You know, women are constantly undermined by society's inability to separate women and motherhood, you know, and I increasingly talk to men as well. You know, it's often said, even like the research, there's very little research into child. Some people will choose the term childless, especially if it was not voluntary. But if people have chosen to be child free, they will use that term usually. But there's very little research on the men out there as well. And then we have almost no research outside the gender binary. So, you know, we're kind of looking at something that, you know, of course, people should still be allowed to choose to have children if they would like. But increasingly, people are wondering, you know, quite what the reasons would be to have kids when there are so many reasons not to, some would say.
So what are some of the reasons people call themselves as child-free?
Oh, so we've got, well, climate is a big one, right? Climate is a big one. Looking at the fact that we're overpopulated, the future of the world, a lot of people would say, is looking pretty precarious and pretty grim. So some people really don't want to bring children into that. Then there's, you know, looking at, you know, you'll have less workplace discrimination without kids. Obviously, money is a big one. It costs an average of 100 to 250,000 euro to raise a child, certainly the first one.
And that's just in LOL dolls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's big money. So then we've got the burden of responsibility, disappointment. A lot of people have high expectations for their kids or specific expectations for their kids. You have a lot more freedom without children. You can also pursue things in a more full way in your life, which could be causes, could be your work, could be your community. You're going to have better sleep, almost certainly. You're going to have more time for yourself and your hobbies. You're also probably going to have better friendships and more time and energy to cultivate them.
Yeah.
Overall, people say that you'll probably have better sex. And also some of the research shows that you'll have happier romantic relationships.
Whoa. Back up the truck there. better sex. Why is that?
Better sex. Well, if you don't have kids and you're not exhausted, you know, you're likely to have more sexy fun. You know, that's just you know, we just don't have enough research on this realistically, but certainly what's out there is showing that these seem to be the reasons that people choose it. But also, look, we cannot know, because we can never take people and know what their lives would have looked like if they had kids when they don't have kids, or what their life would have looked like if they didn't have kids if they do.
Who are some of the well-known people out there that are child-free, trying to change that narrative for everybody?
Oh, so, yeah, and some of these, you know, obviously we don't know in depth most celebrities or well-known people's reasons that they don't have kids. For some of them, they may not have chosen that, but there are quite a lot of famous ones. You know, there's Oprah, we've got Winona Ryder, Sarah Silverman, Renee Zellweger, Cameron Diaz, Kylie, Ricky Gervais and his partner Jane Fallon, Chelsea Handler, Portia de Rossi and Ellen, Dolly Parton, Dita Von Teese, Elizabeth Gilbert, Helen Mirren. You know, most of these are women. We've got Christopher Walken as well. You know, there's quite a lot of famous people who don't have kids for a variety of reasons. And most of them have talked about it to some degree, but a lot of them also haven't.
Because they keep on being asked, probably, in every bloody interview. So let's talk about disadvantages of not having kids.
Well, the major disadvantages of being child-free or not having kids are, well, as some people would see it, the lack of companionship, you know, being alone. Some people will see it as being a lonely existence. And there's the idea that you'll have a lack of support and care when you're older. And then for most people, it's really about missing the experience of parenthood, because some people just, you know, really, really want that. It's kind of hard to separate, I suppose, how people are told by society to live their lives and what they should want from what actually might be right for their setup in terms of how they want to live their life, their lifestyle, how they want to have their relationships in terms of their friends, family, romantic partners, their work, how much they'd like to travel. Like, of course, you can do these things with kids. But as you well know, there's just a different set of challenges when you have kids, and it's harder to do some things easier than others.
Are there particular words or acronyms used for child-free people?
Oh, do you know what? There's loads of them.
I knew you'd know them. I knew it.
We've got PANK, which is professional aunt, no kids. And so, we've also got then PUNK, which is professional uncle, no kids. We've got DINK, which is double income, no kids. DINKER, double income, no kids, early retirement. GINK, which is green inclinations.
They're not great, are they, Rachel? I'm going to stop you there. Like, if I was child-free, I wouldn't want to be called a dinker.
I've got one more. One
go
more
on.
That's even worse. It's DINKWAD,
no.
Which is double income, no kids, with a dog.
Get a dog. That's a good one. Are some people just terrified of pregnancy and giving birth? Would that be a reason?
Yeah, that is a reason. Yeah. You know, actually, so phobia of pregnancy and childbirth is called tocophobia, but it is actually only a very small number of child-free people. But when we look at that, you know, pregnancy and childbirth are major life events. So it's really common and normal to feel very anxious about it. However, if it is the case that for a person, the fear of carrying a child and actually giving birth is what's stopping them from becoming a parent, then that's a good idea to go and see a therapist about that. Because obviously that could be very painful. Emotionally painful if you would really like a child, but it's a specific fear or phobia around the pregnancy and childbirth that's stopping people. But that's certainly not, that's only a very small percentage of people who are child-free.
Rachel, how can someone start to explore whether they might not actually want children?
Oh, so many ways. I think starting asking questions. Now, actually, I know a few therapists and coaches who specialize in working with people who have either chosen to be child-free or who are in the stage of trying to work out whether they want having children to fit into their lives, whether that's biological children, adoption, fostering. But basically starting to ask yourself questions like, how do you feel about your current life? Is having some children something you feel deep down that you really want? Or is it more something that you feel that you should do? Or are you maybe feeling pressured by your partner, family, friends, or just society in general? You know, which is going to take some time to separate that out, because most people are going to feel at least some pressure. Then you could ask yourself questions like, when you imagine yourself as a parent, are you happy with what you think you'd be like? Would you be okay with delaying or compromising some of your needs, interests and goals if you needed to for, you know, the sake of your child now and in the future? And then do you accept the fact that a large part of parenting is unpredictable and really may not match your expectations? You know, the personality of your child, the health of your child, how you will feel as a parent, how your life might change. Have you thought about how your family and work life could coexist in a way that is satisfactory for you and your child or children? And then are you in a position financially and work-wise to be able to take months away from your job if necessary? You know, there's still a huge amount of work discrimination for people having children, you know, especially the people bearing the child. So, you know, there's a lot of things to take into account here. If you have a complicated pregnancy or a very sick baby, you know, all sorts of things. And then do you and your partner, if you have a partner, do you and your partner agree on how you would like to parent? If you're thinking about parenting alone, what might that look like? Do you have support systems in place? You know, these are pretty heavy questions, but also, you know, as you said at the beginning, having a child is a huge life decision that is still seen as this very normal thing to do, but more and more people are looking at their lives and deciding, actually, maybe that's really not for me.
Would a good exercise be to borrow one? Do you know what I mean? Get a loan of someone's kid for a couple of nights and see how you get on.
That makes you a pank, a professional aunt, no kids, you know, just be, take care of other people's kids, enjoy doing that. You know, this is a myth about child-free people, is that they must just hate kids. The majority of child-free people do not hate kids. Some of them really love them. Some of them have actually devoted their lives to working with kids. They might be a teacher, they might be a child therapist, they could be a social worker. And, you know, it's often through their experiences with children that they decide that they would rather have that as part of their work life.
Yeah, and keep their cream couch nice and clean forevermore.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It makes sense. Where can people learn more? If people are having doubts, if people are on the fence about this and want to learn a bit more about being child-free and, you know, how to discover that in themselves, where should they go? Is there any information out there people can...
There is so much. There's Our Kids for Me podcast, which is done by a great Irish therapist, actually. We've got Live Child-Free, Embracing a Life Without Children. They're all podcasts. Then we've got a website called We Are Child Free. Books, probably the most famous one is Child Free by Choice. And then we've got another one called Kid Me Not. And one more called I'd Rather Get a Cat and Save the Planet.
I love it. Rachel Cook, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'll chat to you next week, okay?
See you,
love. That is Rachel Cook, our psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She is amazing. You can follow Rachel on Instagram. She is at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She'll be back with us next week. So if you have any question that you would like us to put to her, you can get in touch with the team 24/7. I clock off about 1 o'clock, but they work till all hours. At night time, you can email us jen@rte.ie. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.